Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be back. I know it's been a while of consistent episodes. I've been just sharing some sporadic episodes here and there for the past few months, and it's just been a whirlwind of a time. There's a couple of things that happened. So about 6 months ago, I decided to end my chapter in Chicago and move to Florida, which was always the end game where I wanted to end up. Chicago was like a great place to land in between New York and Florida. It didn't require me to have a car. I lived in a place where everything was walking distance, and it was beautiful, but the winters are long, and it's far away from my family in Puerto Rico. And so it didn't make sense for me to stay there long term. And also my job offered me to move to Florida. So I was like, well, I'm just going to take it. So, and I'll be able to work remote from Florida. And so the Florida, it seems to be like a good place for me to land. It's closer to my family. I have family in Florida, but also my family's in Puerto Rico. It's a 2-hour plane ride as opposed to a 5-hour plane ride. It's cheaper to fly to Puerto Rico. There's no state taxes. There's better weather. It's consistently 90 degree weather year long, which is like what I grew up with. I was born and raised in San Juan, Puerto Rico, so I grew up in that kind of weather, and I'm comfortable living with hurricanes. I'm just like, I was over the snow. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm over it. And so I'll just tell you, making a decision was a big part of it, but then putting all the pieces together in the midst of the pandemic, along with putting a podcast and working full time, it was a lot. And so something had to give, and the podcast had to give. Moving into pandemic was interesting. So the first thing first, I didn't travel to Florida to look for an apartment, which is what I did when I went to Chicago. I decided not to because the COVIDs were really high in Florida, and I just didn't want to risk it. And so I basically look on Google Maps and I look for areas, and I was like, look for apartment complexes around the area where, you know, it looked like there were things nearby, because I wouldn't have a car, so I needed somewhere that it would be close by if I needed to take an Uber. And so I actually picked my apartment on June, and the real estate market in Florida is like hot. Like things are moving like within a day or two. It's like, it's just as hot as New York. And so I found my apartment Sunday. I put an application Tuesday, and I got it that Tuesday night. And it was like the right apartment. I was kind of like, it looked smaller in the picture. And so I didn't realize, I was like, okay, what if it's too small? You know, what if it's like, but it had all the amenities that I was like looking for. It was like a pool, it has a washer and dryer. And so I just rented the apartment in June, and then I picked the movers, and the movers were something. Movers in the pandemic have been quite interesting. There's less drivers, there's less trucks, there's more demand of moving. And so the movers came a few days late in Chicago, but I planned them to come in a week before I was supposed to be out of the apartment, because I was like, I wasn't sure if they're going to come in. So they came in a few days late. They overcharged me like anything else. They broke my furniture like anything else. And so I was just like, okay, it is what it is. It's going to work itself out. And so my dad lives in Orlando, so he was gracious enough to let me stay over at his place while I was waiting for my stuff to arrive. So my stuff arrived like 3 weeks late, like about 21 days later. I call one day, and they were like, we don't know where your stuff is. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And so a day late, that same day, they called me. They're like, oh, we have your stuff. Are you ready for delivery? And I was like, yeah, just let me know. And so they told me, it's like, it's going to be within a week. Well, they called me on Wednesday morning, said, your stuff will arrive at 10 o'clock at that night. And I was like, well, I'm in Orlando. Like, how am I going to get all this stuff? Because, you know, when you're in limbo, you're like, okay, well, I'll just wait till things happen. So that day, I was in the middle of work. I was like, I took a couple breaks from work. I rushed to get my internet modem ready, because I need it for work, and I need it for the podcast, and I need it to be connected.
And so I got that and then did like some sort of grocery shopping. And then I was like, okay, I asked my parents to just drive me to Tampa. And so they drove me off. They dropped me off in Tampa. And I was like, okay, empty apartment. The apartment looks nice. It's actually nicer than I expected. And so we shall start this adventure. And so my stuff arrived that night and I like unpacked as much as possible. But it was like, it's a two-person job, which is one thing that I didn't realize until I worked through it this time around. Is like, that's why Chicago felt such a limbo, because I unpacked as much as possible, but there were things that I was just like, I didn't have the energy to unpack based on the pandemic, based on the stuff. And I was like, just the way Chicago unraveled, I was like always in limbo. I was like not settled now. And so a couple weeks later, my mom arrived. So my mom was here last week. And so we ended up buying furniture for the apartment since they broke my furniture. So we bought the furniture. And I literally unpacked and decluttered. I got rid of so much clothes. I got rid of like 7 bags of clothes. They're all donated. There's a donation bin in my complex. So I donated my clothes. I got rid of like things that I haven't used in years that I just hold on to them. So got rid of all this stuff. So I'm basically now fully settled in an apartment that I like. We'll see how the acoustics works and we'll see how things are happening. But there, it's a better place to be than where I was. So that's what's exciting. So let's see. When it comes to reading, my reading has been slowing down dramatically. I used to read a book every other day, and for a while I was starting like 5 or 6 books, and then I'll be one day and I'll finish a couple books. That's not happening anymore. I'm reading a book like 3 or 4 days, so 2 books a week. It's not a lot, but it's just consistently, so I feel like that's better than nothing. So I'm reading consistently. There's been times where I just dive into audiobooks and just listen to a few audiobooks while at work, and that's been fine. So a couple of books that I'm going to mention, I listened to them audiobooks and they were great, great listen. But I'm hoping that things will pick up like in the next like couple months. I miss reading as a fun thing. I miss discovering books. I miss discovering things that I enjoy. I miss getting lost in a story and just like loving it. So we'll see if I actually do this. So about the show. So as you can notice, I took a break after putting like about 200 episodes in a year and a half. Like, I went crazy. So I took a breather and I felt better about it. And there's a couple of things that I want to change. So there were things that were just like, I'm just happy about it and I'm just like unhappy about it. And so I'm just letting go of the things that I'm unhappy about it and focusing on things that I'm happy about. So there are episodes that we recorded, because I recorded a couple episodes in the summer. So they'll be released in November, January. So that's happening. Like, I'm going to release them as they come, as they are in the docket. The other interviews formats is going to change slightly. So we're going to focus less about the writing process and more about book recommendations, because my goal of the show is for you to destroy your TBR. I want you to pick up any episode and to find a book that you want to pick up next, whether you're going to borrow from the library or buy it from Amazon or indie bookstore or wherever you pick your books. I want you to like have like to figure out what you read next. And so my goal is to have a diverse list of authors and diverse list of like recommendations and recommenders. So you'll see more, not just focus on romance, but focus on like thrillers and cozy mysteries and like other genres and horror and all the other genres. So that's like my goal for 2022, is to have a diverse list of recommendations for you to pick up. And so in that way, it may look like less authors coming to the show and more recommenders coming to the show. I don't know. It's going to happen. That's what I'm looking for. And there will be some more solo episodes where I'm going to talk to you about what I'm reading and what I'm discovering and like all these different things. For the month of December, I am thinking of doing a holiday extravaganza. So not just Christmas, but Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all these other holiday-ish books. And so I have like a couple episodes planned. So that's where December is going to focus on holiday books. And that's something you can go back to whenever you feel like Christmas in July or Hanukkah in July, you know. So you'll have episodes to look forward with recommendations. All right. So as you say, every episode there will be some book recommendations. So these book recommendations are going to be fall new releases that I read and fall new releases that I'm excited to read that are added to my TBR that are in my queue to be read at some point in the next future. So there's 9 recommendations for books that I read, and there's like 3 recommendations of books that I'm adding to the TBR. The first one is A Love Like Adios by Alexis Daria. And you know I love You Had Me at Hola, which is a telenovela inspired Latinx, you know, romance. It is so good. So Love Like Adios is like actually forced proximity, second chance romance over like high school childhood best friends, and it's just so good. I've listened to this on audiobook and it is excellent. You do need headphones for this one because it's high heat. There's like multiple sex scenes, and so you do need your headphones, or be mindful if you have kids in the car, you may not want to listen to it, but it's just excellent. It's just like fun, it's steamy, it's great, it's a workplace romance, it's actually like fun and forced proximity, and it's just like so good. So the next book I read because of the podcast. So sometimes I get pitched authors and I'm like, they're not well-known authors, and I'm like, I may have wanted to read them, and I'm just like, oh, I haven't gotten to it. So this one was an example of that. Jane Castle, J.N. Krentz, and Amanda Quick are an author that I had in my TBR for ages. And so when her publisher pitched her to come on the show, and I was like, oh, I'm interested. And it's been such a gift because she has become an autobi author. So I read her latest release, Girl Boss, which is book 14 and the Futuristic Harmony series. And you do not need to read all 14 books. It's read as a standalone. You get the world building, you get the place, and it is just so good. And the best part is, after you read this book, you're going to be so into, like, you can read, she has a big universe, and so even her historicals are based on some stuff, elements from the futuristic elements, and her contemporaries are based on some stuff from this series. So there's a little bit of everything. The best part, I have to tell you, the interview is excellent. I have to tell you, I had such a fun time talking to Jane in. But the best part is that there's dust bunnies. And so these books have, like, there's, like, this dust bunny and pet whose fears and just, like, really cool and just, like, lovable. But at the same time, it's, like, fears and it's just great. And so it's all about the dust bunny. So Girl Boss is definitely a book that you need to add to your TBR if you're not big on paranormal, but you like some sort of paranormal elements, Girl Boss is the book for you. All right. Speaking of paranormal elements and witches, this is the year of witches. So this book is The X-Hex by Erin Sterling. It's made its round. It's a New York Times bestseller, and it's a really good reason for it. It's about this, like, couple second chance romance where she cursed the guy and she had to break the curse and something happens. And I listened to the audiobook and it's just delightful. So if you have a chance to listen to the audiobook, I would strongly suggest you do it. It's just really good. So The X-Hex by Erin Sterling or Rachel Hawkins, that's her other pen name. So the next book is Well Matched by Jen DeLuca. So if you read the Renaissance Fair, Well Met, Well Play, and Well Matched, all set in the Renaissance Fair. And so this is book 3 in the series where it's the older sister from Well Met and Mitch, who is the fun guy, worst killed. He's actually like the love pairing. And she's in her 40s, which I really appreciate. An older heroine in her 40s and like living it up, you know, trying to find love at that time. And so this was a really good one. I really loved it. Older heroine, younger hero. Just so delightful. So then next up is Love, List, and Fancy Ships by Sarah Grunder Ruiz. And this one, if you've been like me, I've been watching Below Deck this summer. I watched some Bravo reality shows for years, and then I stopped watching them. But somehow I got sucked into the Below Deck, the Primary Go-Guest, the Yachties, and the Tipping, and all the fun stuff. So this book is set in a Below Deck world with Chef and a steward. And so it's a really fun, upfront thing, but it does deal with grief. So there's actually, it's a more women's fiction rather than a rom-com. It does look like a rom-com, but it's more women's fiction. But it's delightful. So if you like Below Deck, you should read Loveless and Fancy Ships. The next one is So We Meet Again by Suzanne Park. This came out in August, but I don't know. It's still fall. you know, whatever. And this one is actually, it's more women's fiction with a romantic element. It's the same thing. The heroine loses her job in New York, and she goes, moves back to her family in Nashville. And so she has this business idea of, you know, when you have those meal kit deliveries, like Home Chef, HelloFresh, and you're like, the food is bland. So she has like some kit add-ons of making the food more tastier, like spices, blends, mixers, marinades. And so she actually puts together a YouTube video, and like it goes viral, and it has this all these different things. And so she has this business idea, and her childhood nemesis comes back and helps her out with it. And so it's really good. It's definitely, I don't think it has steam. I think they may have a kiss or so, but it's more women's fiction, personal journey rather than romance, but it's just so much fun. And I wish there was like that service for me because I do like the Home Fresh and Home Chef and Hello Fresh, but sometimes the food is bland. So I know I add my own spices, like my own sofrito and all the stuff like I do from Puerto Rican food, but it would be nice to have like, you know, some Asian inspired marinades and stuff. So, all right. So this one is a book talk sensation, and it's actually The Love Hypothesis. It's a Rilo fan fiction, actually, so from Star Wars. It's actually set in this in the world of academia, where the heroine kisses the hero. He's a grumpy professor, and she kisses the hero, pretends him to be her boyfriend, and there's like stuff happens, and world happens, and they fake date, and it's really good. I really like this one. Actually, I think it's more hyped up, and I think people loved it. I liked it personally. I didn't love it, like, you know, like, oh my gosh, like the best book ever. But it's like, it was good. It was good stuff. Someone who has gone to grad school understands like the academia world. It's cutthroat, and so this world does deal with that. And so it's actually great. A book that I really loved, and I have to tell you, I feel like everyone should read this, is A Charm Offensive by Alison Cochrane. There's an interview, I think it may have been posted, if not, I'll post it this week with Alison, and it's actually one of my favorite books of all time. It's actually, it's a world of the Bachelor. If a Bachelor, like the hero who has anxiety, who has OCD, who struggles with his sexuality, is actually put in the Bachelor, and he falls in love with the male producer. And it's just so good. And there's like, it deals with mental health illness, like it deals with like issues, like it deals with like, you know, the push to come out when you don't want to, like all these different things. And so I really love this book a lot. It brought me all the feels. It's actually really good. It's steamy. It's just, it's spectacular. It's what I wish One to Watch was in some ways. Like I felt like One to Watch had, you know, some elements that I really love, but I think The Charm Offensive is like what I want The Bachelor to look like and what I want One to Watch to look like. So this one is a great book. All right, so books I'm excited to pick up, there's three of them. So A Certain Appeal by Vanessa King is a Pride and Prejudice retelling set in the world of burlesque in New York. And if you don't know me, back in the day, I did burlesque. I actually participated, I studied burlesque, and I participated in a burlesque show. And it was, like, really highlighting the experience. Like, I really loved that experience for me because at the time, I was hating my body. I was hating my world, like, the life that I was living. And it just brought so much spark and so much joy. And it just, and I came to accept my body as it is without questions, without shame. Like, I was just like, oh, this is it. I'm pretty. I'm great. I'm an asset. And so I really loved this. This was like a really, really great experience. So I'm really excited to read A Certain Appeal because it does deal with like burlesque world in New York. And it's just like, it's such a magical experience. I started reading it and they talk about the New York Burlesque School, which is like a school there is in New York and all those different things. And it's just awesome. So I'm excited to finish reading A Certain Appeal by Vanessa King. The next one is The Duchess Hunt by Lorraine Heath. It's actually basically, it's book two in her latest series, A Scoundrel of the Heart is the first book. The second book is a duke who puts an ad just to look for a wife. And this is a secretary trying to find him a wife, and love happens. So So, okay. And finally, I've been dying to read this. It's All the Feels by Olivia Jade. So, I really love spoiler. I love that Olivia does a fat positive expand to it. And I love that Lauren doesn't have the curvy, like, fat body. Like, she's just fat. And I love that she finds love. And so I'm really excited to read this book. I am excited to get back into this world. So these are the books that I'm excited. So as you can see, there's about 12 books that you can add on to your TBR that are at this list, are at this fall. Some books are already out. Other books are coming out soon. Add them to your TBR. Request them from the library. Buy them on an indie bookstore or Amazon, wherever you buy your books. Request the audio, buy the audiobooks from Libro, you never know. So it's all good stuff. So Jay, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyourenextblog.com. The What Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What Your Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.